Bath in August is one of the first paintings created during Beckmann's exile in Amsterdam. Beckmann had already been dismissed as a professor at the Städelschule at the end of March 1933, 2 months after Hitler's seizure of power. Exhibitions were no longer possible for him from 1933 onwards, and the pressure increased steadily. In 1937, a total of 590 works, including almost 30 paintings, were confiscated. More than 20 of his works were shown in the shameful Degenerate Art exhibition. On 18th of July 1937, Beckmann listened to Hitler's inflammatory opening speech at the Great German Art Exhibition, which was shown at the same time on the radio. The next day, he and his wife, Quappy, finally left the country for Amsterdam. Initially, they were able to stay with her sister. Amsterdam became the Beckmanns' home in exile for a total of 10 years before they emigrated to the USA after the war. Bath in August tells of the tense, nervous, and aggressive mood of the circumstances in which it was made. What should actually be a relaxed and cheerful game of waves on holiday turns out to be an aggressive and threatening scenario. Danger lurks around every corner. The relationship between man and nature seems out of balance, like that between man and woman. The turquoise-green sea appears cold and uncomfortable. An oversized fish turns out to be a monster that threatens the woman. Whether the man is really able to protect her from this monster remains questionable as he becomes aggressive towards the woman himself. In the background, the crew of the boat sound the call for departure, a departure into exile, into the threatening expanse of the cold sea.